Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
We have our next interview here. Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
My name is Rita Tinghaber.
Okay, and you are with?
I am the founder of Festi App.
Festi App, okay. And what is that?
It's an application, a mobile application for private events.
Okay.
And we are here with the Arlington Economic Development. They've selected 5 companies to represent Northern Virginia at this conference.
Nice.
And we were lucky enough to be selected as one of the companies, and we're honored to be here.
That's really cool. So it's for private events. What does it do for private events? How does it help me out?
The application allows users to host any private event, which can be parties, happy hour, tennis, a run, anything from parties to exercise.
Okay.
You can also book an event, and you can even charge for the event. So if you want to have a happy hour with your friends, and you want them to contribute to drinks or pizza, you can put a price per person, and they can book. And it has
reserving a table in that cost.
It's very much like Eventbrite and OpenTable, but for private. It's a combination of both.
Okay.
For private events, and it has a social media element, allowing users to follow each other, so you can follow your friends' postings.
Okay.
So then, if they're posting a run, a hike, happy hour, you can book to attend.
Okay. Very interesting. Where did this idea come from for you?
It actually, part of it was from personal need. I actually quit my career after 20 years of practicing law in commercial litigation, and very recently to develop this app.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and from...
A bit of a transition there.
A very big transition. Actually, the hardest part of the whole experience is making that leap of faith jump to a different career.
Absolutely.
Because 20 years is a long time, and giving up a good paycheck was a little hard, but I love the startup world. But in any event, the idea started with a personal need. In we used to host pizza parties, happy hours for young professionals in the area through our church. And we had a money jar. And that money jar had like a $10 donation for cost of food and drinks. And when people came over, they liked to ignore the money jar. It was an awkward transition.
Which is a pretty common situation.
It's a common situation. And whether it's a money jar
or... Doesn't make it any less unfortunate.
And there's either passing the envelope around or whatever the case may be. But I just thought to myself there had to be a better way. And we hosted those events for like over 2 years.
Okay.
So it was like every month that this happened. And finally, I'm like, there's got to be a better way. And I couldn't find any application or any system that quite works like that. Because Eventbrite is for public events.
Yeah.
And there's no social media element. At least with this app, you get to host events privately or publicly.
Okay.
So you choose. And there's a geofencing capability, which means that it's... Only available for events within 30 miles radius.
Okay.
The idea is to promote community.
Sure.
And I figure, you know, you're not going to drive more than 30 miles to go to an event at a friend's house.
Yeah, for a standard event. Yeah.
So that's how it all started.
Okay. That totally makes sense. Because, like you said, you know, Eventbrite is usually for big public things. Cvent is for big private things.
Mm-hmm. This
allows you to go small.
Yes, you're allowed to post things privately, which is a very quick way to find out who's free to join you for lunch or for a mile run or whatnot. So I have an hour free for a quick break, and I post it to 10 of my friends. Usually within 15 minutes, someone will book.
Yeah.
And then I close the event and I'm done. I found that my one friend. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
interesting.
Yes.
That's a great use for it.
Yeah, it's for busy people one of my personal pet peeves is those group texts, and then you those group replies, and nobody actually answers your question. They're like, oh, it's nice to get a message from you. And I'm like, I'm not sure if I can come, or I'm busy, sorry I'm out of town.
Absolutely.
Maybe next week. And that's my pet peeve. So this app resolves that.
Group texts are people lose texting privileges with me for group chat texts because
agree.
Of that.
And I kind of figure there's probably other people like me that that's their personal pet peeve that, because you're spending maybe 10 minutes on the phone just looking at people's reply every time you get them.
and it's all like out of sync and you never get the answer to the question that you're asking.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not the way to plan anything. We literally tried to do this with Facebook Messenger last night. and with one other person. It was our group that was all in and one other person. And even that group chain was not fun, so...
Exactly. So this is what I was hoping to eliminate. It's for busy people that are anti-group messaging.
That's great. Now, obviously, we're at a startup conference, and that means it's probably pretty early stage.
Very early, yes.
Okay. How very early?
Okay, so we finished the development of the application and it launched for beta testing in last June, I would say.
Okay.
And then so we beta testing and we had to go through several changes from UI and UX and bug fixes for about 6 months.
Okay.
So I can say like only this year in February was when we really
felt comfortable.
So it is available on Google Play and App Store, and we have about 700 users in our area, and we have spent $0 on marketing, so...
700 users on $0 marketing is pretty impressive.
Yes, but that's where the funding comes in, the conference comes in, and
sure.
So we are in the early stage of looking for, in the C-round, early investors.
Okay, with the goal of making that 700 far bigger.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And once we receive funding, we hope to use some funds to market as well as for scaling and improvements for UI, UX on the application.
And back-end stuff.
Correct.
That's really
correct.
Where you got to worry about scale.
Yes. Correct.
Very cool. Now, for people who get into it and are really happy about this product, me so far, obviously, we want to make sure that it sticks around. What's the revenue model on this?
The revenue model is 12 to 13% for every monetary transaction.
Okay.
So it's a similar platform to Airbnb. We collect 5% fee from the guest side and 10% from the host side. For example, if the pizza party is $10, as a guest, you'll be paying $10.50, 50% processing.
Okay.
And as a host, you'd be covering $9. So we take the 10%. And then we right now, for our payment processing, it's going through Stripe, which is more secure than anybody else. So then for 3%. Eventually, when we have enough funding and users, we may take the payment transit action in-house. But right now, we're happy to pay 3%.
You're not where you need to worry about dealing with that stuff on your own.
Right. So that's where the revenue model is.
Okay. And so... So if it's a free event,
there's no charges, and cancellation, there's no charges, so you can use it for free.
Okay.
The download is free, so for free events, everything is free.
Okay.
And so far, the early adopters that we have are two home chefs, and one is she has a culinary background and went to Cornell, and she has two young kids, so she was able to post events when she is able to find some time to cook.
Okay.
For friends and neighbors, and so her events are probably about $50 per person.
Okay.
And she has a great spread. She's that fabulous cook. And the other early adopter his name is Akash, and he also is a phenomenal chef, but without any culinary background, he learned how to cook through YouTube.
Okay.
And he charges over $100 per person, and people book, and I attended, and it's a phenomenal spread. So what it also provides, it's a platform for gigs in a growing gig economy. So when people have time to do what they love, they get to earn some money from it. It's just like Uber drivers get to earn some money on their free time from driving.
Yeah.
But this opens the door from beyond driving.
Yeah.
It's whatever talent that you have, and you have a community of friends and neighbors that can book your talent and monetizes your ability to, you have certain skill or ability, talent.
I really like that. I had immediately started thinking, okay, well, sure, I can see where there are places where this would be really helpful, last night, for example. But yeah, I hadn't thought about it from that standpoint, what an interesting take on it.
Yeah, so
I really like that.
So the most fun about this is where I'm just watching the market speak. Because it's really just a platform, a reservation platform.
There's all kinds of ideas that you would never have come up with.
That's right. And I personally use it as booking lunch with Rita. And sometimes for tennis, when I need a tennis partner. But watching other people in the market use the application is what's really more satisfying and fun. It actually provides a service for people.
It is always interesting to see how somebody else thinks of the thing that you thought something unrelated about.
Right.
They see something in your creation that you never would have gotten to.
Right.
I really love that. So if people want more information about this, how can they get it?
Well, our website is just informative, but it has everything on there, including the link to App Store or Google Play, and it's festionline.com. Okay. And Festi is spelled F-E-S-T-I. And, of course, you can find us on App Store or Google Play. And we are at booth A242. And I'm on LinkedIn, Rita Tinghopper, and be happy to answer any questions that anybody would like to message me.
A242 on what day?
Alpha. So on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay, perfect. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to me today.
My pleasure.
And have a great rest of the collection.
Thank you.